Yes, hello.
No worries, ma'am. Our specialist is with us. Let me introduce further. He will guide you, okay?
Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified
credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. Would I have a pleasure to meet you today?
Hi, this is Alexander, specialist from Cheap Rental Agent ID 291. I have Victoria Martinez with me. Contact number is 505-315-4791. Looking for a place to rent, and I'm already working some good listings houses for her. Her credit score is 582, and there is some late payments on credit cards. Can you please help her regarding that, so that way she can be renting as soon as possible?
I sure can. Go ahead and transfer over. Do you guys have that listing and housing office for her?
Thank you so much. So, Martinez, you can now talk with the specialist further. He will guide you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Both have a blessed day.
You too as well. Hi, Victoria. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And that's good to hear that you're doing good too as well. I understand that you're looking for a rental or rent-to-own home, right?
Yes, sir.
So now our partners that we were speaking with are going to send you some information on those housing options. While waiting for those options, they want to make sure your credit is not the reason why you get denied. So let me ask you, how soon are you looking to move?
Okay. So we were looking maybe within the next 30 days.
Are you looking for something big, something small, two bedroom, one bath? What is it?
No, nothing big. We want something, just single family home. I have my daughter with me, two, maybe three bedroom, two bath if possible. If not two bedroom, two bath. Other than that, I mean, it's just us three. You know, my daughter's 17, so it's just, you know, we're kind of just, you know, we're just looking to be comfortable.
Right, I understand. Are you currently employed at the moment?
Yes, and my partner and I are both employed, so yes.
All right, so now, are you paying rent, or what's who you stay with, or is there, what is the case?
Well, so I'm renting from my mother. So we've been living here for about 7.5 years. My grandpa passed away, so I took over the payments on his house, paid that off. And my mom got it in her head that she wanted to sell the property. So I told her, you know, she's like, well, you know, I'll give you time to find a place. And I said, that's fine. So I wasn't able to try to purchase my grandpa's house, but because of my credit, I needed some things to do to fix that. But other than that, we want to rent until we can fix that credit and get our own place, buy our own home, you know?
All right. I understand. All right. So based on what I understand, what's holding you back is your credit score. Do you know if there's anything on your credit score that's affecting your credit score at the moment? Like a late payment, a collection, or a medical bill, or a student loan that you're aware of?
Yes, I actually have. There's a few things from the past, credit cards. There's a couple credit cards that were in bad standing. But other than that, the student loans are paid off. I do have a car pay. I have a car that I'm paying. I've had it for about 3.5 years. I've never made a late payment on that. But other than that, I have those late inquiries, yes.
Okay, so now, what's your credit score the last time you looked at it?
So I think, let me pull it up. I believe it was a 580-ish, yes.
Okay, so now look, based on what I understand, what's only holding you back right now, it's your credit score. But unlike them other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. So what we'll do for you next is go ahead and attempt a style pull of your credit summary. That way we can get an updated look at your credit score and those negative items. When we do this, this is going to be a courtesy pool, so it isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would, all right?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Would you please confirm me with your first and last name that appears on your government ID?
Yes. It's I believe it's Victoria M. Martinez.
Alrighty. So now go ahead and provide me with your mobile phone number.
Yes, 505-315-4791.
All right, go ahead and provide me with your zip code too as well.
87002.
All right, mailing address from you too as well. Will you receive your mail, please?
613 Anthony Drive in Belen, New Mexico, 87002.
Perfect. Now, also, go ahead and provide me with an email.
Yes, it's like my name, vmartin1986@yahoo.com.
It'll be at yahoo.com?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead and provide me with your social security number, please.
Your social is 525-775-498.
All right, perfect. Go ahead and provide me with your date of birth, too, as well.
8/26/86.
That's going to be 8/26?
Yes, 1986.
I'm just going to ask us for some security questions. Now, the questions, I guess you make sure this is your credit score and not someone else's. If this question don't apply to you, it's going to be simply none of the above.
Okay.
All right. So now look, did he open a car loan in or around February 2020?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who was the lender for that account? Was it Onyx Leasing System, Cathay Bank, American Credit Acceptance, or U.S. Bank?
American Credit Acceptance.
Perfect. Also, now, did you get a student loan in February 2020?
No, did not apply.
No? Okay. So now, it's also asking right here, if you had an auto loan in February 2020, you told me you did. How much was your monthly payment?
Monthly payments on my vehicle are $430 something, around that, $436, I believe.
$430 something, okay.
In that range. Yes.
So now, also, did you have a phone number by any chance ending in 9400?
No.
All right. How about a phone number ending in 2851?
No. Mm-mm. 3402
is one. Okay. That's not on here. So now, did you have a primary checking account number by any chance?
No.
All right. So now, did you have a car loan in July 2021?
A car loan? No, just my one car loan. That's it. The American Credit Acceptance. But I've had it. So, I mean, 2021, it would apply because I still have it.
Okay. So was it with First Savings Bank or Union Bank or Bank of the Cascades or Cathay Bank?
No, none of the above. Just American Credit Acceptance.
All right. So now go ahead and provide me with the home equity line. Did you have a home equity line of credit type loan in around July 2021? And if you did, go ahead and provide me with who provided it for you.
No, doesn't apply.
How about that address you provided me with? What county is it in?
Valencia County.
All right. Also, did you live on any of these previous cities right here? Montgomery?
No.
All right. How about Mentone or Franklin Bellin or?
No, sir.
How about a phone number ending in 4791?
4791. That doesn't ring a bell, no.
I like hearing that.
I'm sorry.
That's the way I talk. That doesn't ring a bell. So then a bell ringing up there on the brain area, then we probably didn't have it, right?
No. I'm like, no. Well, because I don't usually call myself. I don't remember those past phone numbers, but I could give you probably like the last two of them.
All right. I understand. Don't worry. No, you're right. You don't have to. Okay, student, be simply none of the above. So don't worry.
Okay.
So now I am pulling up your credit score, Victoria Martinez. It's pulling up as 571. Now I'll be honest with you, it's considered a low credit score, but don't worry, that's why I'm here to help you with that, all right?
Okay.
So now let's take a look at what's affecting your credit score, what you're being affected by. I'm showing here the numbers of hard inquiries. You're showing a total amount of hard inquiries of 12 of them. It's the amount of times they ran your credit score and you were denied on a hard pull. All right, that also affects our credit score. Now, your total accounts of minor delinquents, you're showing a total amount of 10 of them. What this is, this is the amount of times that somebody's that you've been late on your payments, 30 to 60 days. Also, let's go take a look at your total numbers of major derogatory trade line. You're showing 5. So now, this would be the amount of times that you've been past due on your payments, 90 to 120 days. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, on your percentage of trade ever delinquent is being 40%, meaning 40% of the times you're late on your payments.
Yes, in the past, I will agree with that.
But look, hear me out, though. Sometimes they have to start reporting things that you didn't even do right there, okay? Things that you didn't even commit to. So now, if there's things on there affecting your credit score, we're also going to help you clean it up, right?
Yes.
All right, not a problem. Okay, I just want to make sure that you're well understood that we are helping you out with this. So now, total amount of collection, you do show a total amount for $1,750, okay? So now, it's very good because you don't show no repossessions and no foreclosures. So you're good on that part. Also, on your total amount on numbers of trade ever delinquent, you're showing 3. So now, let me tell you what this is. This is 30 to 90 days, late payments. They're usually on charge-offs, okay?
Yes, mm-hmm.
So now I just want to let you know what the goals here are. Okay, the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit. That way you can achieve your goals. In order for us to do that, the first thing that we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. That's going to be an app on your phone. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed. Okay?
Okay.
All your financial tools to improve your credit score, kind of like right now. Okay? You told me your goals are to get a home, right? Which may be out of reach due to your current credit and having no down payment. Now, I understand the frustration, okay? That's why we are very excited to partner up with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage to rent a home while you're saving up for a down payment. This way, while you're restoring your credit, you can also be searching for your home and applying for those programs. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, so now look, on the loan wizard, I do suggest that you work on your credit score so you get more and better options, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now look, there you can find a third-party loan company that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment options, okay? So now there you can apply for that possible loan from $1,000 to $100,000, depending on your credit score worthiness. You'll also be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment option on those possible loans. Okay.
Okay.
Also, at the same time, you don't want to be in the same situation again in the future. So we'll be sending out target disputed letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items. Anything that you identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable is forced to be removed. Okay. At the same time, the listing and housing option are going to be sent to you for that rent-to-own program. So we also provide you with a reference letter, which is a letter of recommendation, okay? That's for you because landlords are looking for a credit score around the 640, but they want no negative items. The benefit of the rent-to-own is that you can get into your place to live and also work on your credit score. So we'll provide you with a letter of recommendation so you can prove that you're working on your credit score with a professional credit repair company. That's going to be us, the Credit Pros, okay?
Okay.
So now, at the same time, you also get a credit builder benefit. So now, before that, you get the trade line too as well. Let me mention you the trade line. That's up to $5,000 with the nationalcreditdirect.com. It's not a credit card, meaning you cannot use it to buy gas or fast food with it, okay?
Yes.
All their purchases are going to be made directly through their online store, where you can purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. The whole purpose of that line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus to help you boost up your credit scores. That makes sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Also, I want to let you at the same time know that you get a credit builder benefit. That's because all credit scores are based on 35% of your payment history. So also the payments for the program, it's also going to be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. The thing is, it appears to them like we were giving you a loan, even though you're not getting any money from the credit pros. What it's actually doing for you is helping you attract the lenders, the creditors, and the businesses when they see that positive reporting you carry for every month and that you're being approved, okay?
Okay.
All right. Also, at the same time, the program is usually $149. Today, I'm only going to give you a $30 discount, which will put you at $119 to get you started, and then $119 month to month. There's no long-term obligation. You're going to pay as you go for the service. There's not a contract. So once you have the credit score that you want and you're satisfied, you can go ahead and opt out. All right?
Okay.
Also, look, let me let you know, if you're not able to do that initial payment, I can work with you on the payment too as well. What are you going to be using today? A Visa, MasterCard, Discovery? What do you have?
Right now, so I get paid through MasterCard.
Okay, go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Okay. And the only thing is, so I love this program, everything about it. You're amazing. we won't get
wow,
paid for
you.
2 days, but we'll have the money. We will have the money to start this program because
you know
what?
You know what? Because you're very interested in it. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off. If you're very interested, I got some great news for you, right? Because I know if you had the money, you would do this, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a discount, okay? I'm going to get you started today for only $12.95, and after 14 days, schedule for an initial payment. Go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Okay. Let's see. It is 5554-2601-0576-2909.
Perfect. All right, go ahead and provide me with the expiration date on that card.
1025.
Okay. CVB.
Okay, it is 941.
941. All right. Mrs. Victoria Martinez, once that payment is accepted for the $12.95, then your initial payment would be on April the 25th of 149. Then your month-to-month will start on May the 25th of 149. Do you have any questions before I process the $12.95 to get you started?
No, actually, okay. I just need to go really quick. Oh, God, I'm really about this one. I need to go. Can you run my card within the next hour?
So now, what's the hold up?
I'm just going to go. I just have to go to the bank really quick and just deposit some money, and then that's it.
Can we stay on the phone while we do that? That's all right.
Let's see. We sure can.
I definitely don't want you to. I want you to use your opportunity, right?
No, and I don't want to lose this opportunity. I'm really trying. We're really in a bad place right now. We're just really trying to, you know, we've been for a while trying to get on our feet and try to do right, and this just seems so right for me and my family right now. And
I understand. Look, so now I'll go ahead and go over the credit card disclosure while we go ahead and put that money on the credit card. So I just have to get your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 today. To be charged, standard procedure indicates a card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. Now, look, we're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? But now, I'll go ahead and do it. I'll go ahead and stay on the phone with you while you go deposit that money in the card.
Okay, hold on really quick.
Now, Mrs. Martinez.
Yes, sir.
So we also have the family plan option while you're doing while you're doing those errands right there. So now we have a family plan option. That's where you can share the same benefits with someone else. You don't have to be related to them, okay? You'll both have the opportunity for your credit score improvements and financial tools, okay? In addition to today,
okay,
it'll still be $12.95 for both of you, and then in 14 days of $149, but then a month-to-month fee of $249 for both of you. All right? Do you have anybody in mind, or will you be doing it by yourself?
Well, we're actually looking into getting a home together.
That's what I was asking, but if you're getting a home together, you'll still have the option. You're still together. The thing is that if he's trying to improve his credit score too, he can also take advantage of it. Do you want to do it by yourself first, or? And add them on later on, or would you like to do it both of you at the same time?
Oh, I'll put them on my phone first.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
And how are you doing today? How's your day going, by the way?
You know, it's going okay. It's going.
Okay, that's great to hear that it's going on. Okay. Well, now, look, you start viewing what options you have there, okay? So now, I'm pretty excited to move from my house. Are you gonna be looking for a place in the same area, or are you trying to go somewhere else?
Well, similar area, kind of like, well, Belen and Las Lunas are about maybe 10 minutes apart. We're looking in the Las Lunas area, too.
Okay, all right. Makes sense. That's nice. So now, you guys have any kids together and stuff like that?
Well, I have two daughters. We don't have kids together, but my youngest daughter is staying with me. My oldest already moved out. So
okay.
This is the time we're going to stay.
So you're going to probably want a bigger house, huh? You probably need a spare bedroom so you can have them over whenever they come over and everything else, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was like, you know what? 2 to 3 bedrooms would work.
Right? I understand.
This is so special for me. I'm just like, this is like all new to me, and this is where I need to be, though. I need to, you know, finally fix my credit and do something and be able to apply for that home that I want.
Okay. I understand. I know where you're coming from with everything, okay? So now, the good thing that you're looking forward to doing this, because look, if you keep paying rent, we know that every payment that we're making every month, all right, it's not going to something that we're going to own, right?
So now, I have a question.
Go ahead. I got an answer for you, Matt.
Okay. So, when we go into, like, this program, we get the help that we need, but also at the time that we're looking, we get listings of what we find or what is good for us, and then you guys just help us to get into that home?
The listing of housing options are going to be available once they see that you enrolled, okay? And, yes, you're going to start viewing the listings of what to see what best benefits you. Once you start working on your credit score, like I said, you become a more trustworthy person, right? Because they can see that you're putting effort into it.
Right.
So we provide you with a reference letter too as well. That's there on your client portal. Everything that I speak to you about right now, it's going to be in your client portal. You're going to have it right on your phone, all right?
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just going to put you on mute, and I'll be right back. I'm just going to run in and run out.
Go ahead. Take your time, okay? Don't overrush it, all right? So now I'm going to be right here on the phone with you.
All right. Thank you.
Don't hang up.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, got you. Just so you're aware, I'm right here on the phone, okay?
You just went inside real quick, sir.
Not a problem, okay? Who am I speaking with now?
Thank you. Her boyfriend?
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now I'm just making sure she's still on the phone. She's going to put the money in there right now?
Yes, sir. She's inside of the store right now.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm just getting ready to go to work.
Nice, nice. Oh, you're hard work right here. Now you both work, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. All right. Well, I'll be right here on the phone, okay? Let me know when. Let her know that I'm right here.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome, okay?
Okay, we are set to go.
Okay, perfect, okay.
Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for waiting.
Okay, so now, did you put the money in the card?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, so now the money's there available, so the card's not locked or anything, right?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll go ahead and process the payment. I'll be sending you that link to the email that you provided me with, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, so now here it goes. Let's get you started on that client portal so you can take benefits of everything that we discussed earlier.
Okay.
So just stay right there parked, okay? So now go ahead and look at your email real quick for me. Put me on speaker. That way we can get you started on your client portal. Okay, so it should be an email from the Credit Pros, okay?
Got it.
There you go. So now once you see that, it's going to be the welcome link so we can get the agreement of service signed, all right? Go ahead and click on the agreement of service and then click next step.
Okay. All right. And then just fill it out.
Okay. So now, once you sign the agreement of service, it's going to be a little check mark. Then you're going to click to the bottom of the page and click next step.
Okay.
Yes. You let me know whenever you click the next step button. Then it takes you to create a password.
Okay. And next step.
Okay, now. Once it takes you to the authentication screen, it's for you to make sure all your information is correct.
Okay, let's see. All right. Yes, it is. All right. Okay, I'm at the page that says choose the item you would like us to dispute.
Okay, go ahead and choose those items, please.
Okay. And they are all checked for me.
Okay. Then click next step on it.
All right, let's see. Okay, so they're all checked, and then it takes me. Okay, got it. All right. And it said, well done.
Okay, well done. Okay, so now look. Congratulations, okay, on joining the Credit Pros, okay? We're very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit. So now I'll be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace. That way you can verify that I enter all your information correctly. Now, this is only going to take 2 minutes. It's very important that you listen to the whole entire message for your account to be fully set up, all right?
Yes.
Don't hang up for the transfer. I'll be transferring you over now. Congratulations. Thank you for choosing the Credit Pros. Transferring you over now. 2 minutes. Stay on the call.
Thank you. Okay.